Before we have all of the recognitions for our public safety professionals, I wanted to take a moment and recognize the leadership of our public safety department. It's not often that we get an opportunity to receive a recognition or award of a national level, and the police department command staff doesn't necessarily pat themselves on the back very often, so we're going to do it. The Upper Marion Police Department has received the Distinguished Trilogy Award, and it has earned this distinguished award from the FBI Law Enforcement Executive Development Association. It's a national recognition presented to law enforcement agencies that demonstrate exceptional commitment to leadership development and professional advancement. That then translates to the performance of all of our staff who we're going to be recognizing tonight. It recognizes agencies whose command staff have successfully completed a comprehensive three-part leadership series addressing ethical leadership, community-focused policing, crime reduction strategies, implicit bias, emotional intelligence, and strengthening the public trust. It signifies an agency's dedication to cultivating strong leadership at every level and fostering meaningful long-term impact within the community that it serves. Each course is designed to equip public safety professionals at every rank with practical leadership and management skills. This program, led by experienced law enforcement executives from across the country, bring real-world expertise and insight to every class. The Upper Marion Police Department is now the 31st agency in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and there are over 2,500 communities in Pennsylvania, to receive this distinction. The second agency in the state to earn the award in 2026. And it's appropriate, I think, to recognize a statement from Chief Lease. This award represents the hard work and professional growth of our leadership team. It's a reflection of the standards we hold ourselves to, not just for our department, but for every resident that we serve. And I think it's worthy of an applause for yourselves and for those of you who work for them to say thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. That deserved being acknowledged for this evening, especially. Okay, next item on the agenda is a swearing in. Oh, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. The presentation of the 2025 Police Officer of the Year. And I'll turn the podium over to our chief.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to express our appreciation to Chairperson Garzillo, Vice Chairman Genoway, and the other Board of Supervisors, Township Manager, Assistant Township Manager, Administrative Staff, our Public Safety Team, and of course the community for bringing us all together tonight to recognize the excellent work that all of our Public Safety Teams do each and every day. The first thing that we're going to do is award the Police Officer of the Year. Each year, we go to the police officers and ask them to vote in who they think should be the best police officer of the year. So we have a little statement here, and then at the end, I'll let you know who that is. The officer of the year recognizes a police officer who demonstrates initiative, dependability, and cooperation with the department and the community. This year's police officer of the year is being recognized for his exceptional productivity, proactive policing, and unwavering commitment to the community, demonstrating advanced knowledge of the law and relentless work ethic. He consistently leads the department in self-initiated enforcement activity while maintaining the highest standards of professionalism. His vigilance directly prevented a potential violent crime, and his specialized skills, including drone operations, have enhanced the departmental capabilities. This officer's dedication, leadership, and performance exemplifies the very best of our profession. At this time, I will call Officer Nicholas Tramo to the front to be recognized.